Happy New Year's. I'm your lunchtime conversation host, Annette Weiser. And you know, there are a lot of new laws going into effect in Florida for 2026, from requiring pet insurance companies to explain to people who are applying for or holding pet insurance how they decide on claim payments, to your own personal health. There's lots of things to know about. We're going to talk a little bit about a few of them. There's the Animal Cruelty Database, HB 255. So starting January 1st, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement will put on its website the names of people who have been found guilty or pleaded guilty or no contest to animal cruelty. You'll be able to easily search on their website. Pet insurance companies have to clearly explain, thanks to HB 655, to people applying for or holding pet insurance how they decide on claim payments. There's been a lot of iffy stuff in this area. They also need to share any rules about required medical exams for pets. And so people buying pet insurance can look over their policies and cancel them within a certain time if they want. Insurance companies can refuse to cover pre-existing health problems, but they have to prove those conditions existed before. They can also set waiting periods for some illnesses or conditions, but not for accidents. So after you buy a policy, the company can ask for a pet exam, but they can't require one just to renew your policy. Finally, whether you qualify for pet insurance can't depend on whether you take part in wellness programs or not. It's a really good bill, HB 655. Breast examinations. This is SB 158, so just starting January 1st, the state's health insurance plans for employees won't require you to pay any extra costs like copays or deductibles for diagnostic breast exams or additional breast exams. This means, and this is so important, folks, that these exams will be fully covered without you having to share the cost. Those of you who don't already know it, there are new Florida law bans that you cannot block or alter a license plate that includes frames, clear covers, and shields. So that's also important. That actually went into effect a little bit earlier in 2025, or was mentioned in 2025 November, but it now is a ban. There's another great one, insurance claims, SB 944. So starting January 1st, health insurance companies and HMOs will have only 12 months instead of 30 months to ask licensed psychologists to pay back any overpaid claims. These changes mean that psychologists will have the same 12-month time limit as other healthcare providers like doctors, chiropractors, and dentists. And speaking of patient refunds, we really like SB 1808. If a healthcare provider or facility finds out a patient paid too much, they must give the extra money back within 30 days. That's 30 days, folks. If they don't, they could face disciplinary actions or fines. However, this rule doesn't apply to overpayments made by insurance companies. They're handled by different laws. So, folks, there's lots of new laws to look at that will affect you, and they take place in Florida, in Tallahassee. And so pay attention. Rick Kreisman has a wonderful segment. Please go to the podcast on RadioSaintPete.com. Click on Rick Kreisman, and he will walk you through how to look up laws that are being voted on, laws that are in process. It's a terrific podcast, and we will have the link in this article. So for Radio St. Pete, I'm your host, Annette Weiser. Be aware and follow the rules, and have a great 2026.